Well, joining me right now is Mark Dole. Mark is the parish coordinator at St. Mary's Catholic Church down in beautiful Mount Angel, Oregon. Mark, can you share with me, as parish coordinator and being in really parish life day after day, in what ways do you encounter Jesus?
Well, thank you, Brenda, for the opportunity to be with you. And yeah, I'd love to share a couple experiences. I think the first thing that comes to mind is in this new role that I have as parish coordinator in the, as you said, beautiful Mount Angel, St. Mary's of Mount Angel, I have this very often this opportunity to accompany or to come alongside parishioners in very important or vulnerable moments of their life. And I find that you just have this window into something so precious and so often so vulnerable. Maybe there's been a death in the family and you're accompanying the family in preparation for that funeral, going through the preparations for the liturgy and everything that's happening. And often they're not able to really think straight, and so you have this opportunity to just gently come alongside them, walk alongside them. And I'm always thinking in those moments of Jesus coming alongside the apostles or the disciples on the road to Emmaus, how he just gently came alongside and he helped them and opened up that experience for them, and then eventually revealed himself. And I think it's a beautiful opportunity for me to encounter Christ and for me also to be a vessel of Christ for the person. And I feel so honored and so privileged in those moments.
In so many ways, all of us are called to encounter Christ, to walk with others, but it's also because of a personal experience that perhaps we've encountered. For you, Mark, do you remember a particular encounter with Jesus that just really had a major impact on your own faith?
Oh, absolutely. There's several. That's one that comes to mind. Actually, was when I was a young missionary. I had just joined this Catholic mission organization. I was living in Rome, and I was really struggling with my belief of Jesus present in the Eucharist. And I remember sitting at the back of the chapel and in the evening prayer. The Blessed Sacrament was exposed on the altar, and I was sitting there at the back of the church on the floor, just really wrestling and saying, "Jesus, if you're not present, then what we're doing here is just wrong. And if you are present there, you've got to show yourself to me." And I just had this overwhelming encounter with the presence of Jesus in the chapel it was like my eyes were open, like the veils came down, and I saw Jesus in the Eucharist for the first time. And by that time, I was like 20, so I'd been going to Mass for many, many years, and yet this was always a struggle for me. And it was like the lights went on, and it was like the Lord came to me, showed his presence, and then helped me to grasp this great mystery of his presence in the Holy Eucharist. So that was one experience. And the second experience that I had, and it's a wee bit more recent, when I was a youth minister here, just after I came to the United States, and I was a youth minister for the Santiam Vicariat, and I had taken a few of the youth up to the Chrism Mass, which is actually coming up in a few weeks here in our diocese. And I was sitting there, and we'd gone through Mass, and for those who have never been to the Chrism Mass, you've got to do it at least once in your life. And for me, I was like in my 40s by now, and I had never been to the Chrism Mass. So I go to the Chrism Mass, and it was like an experience that just totally blew me away because of the blessings of the holy oils and the way that is done, and seeing the Archbishop blowing, especially into, like breathing into the vessel for the chrism. Like, it was such a powerful experience. And so I was just taken into this whole beautiful experience. And I remember taking Holy Communion and coming back up to my place, and the choir was singing, and it was like I was just carried away into this heavenly experience, this heavenly realm. And it was one of those experiences where you go, this is what Mass is all about, that we are elevated into this heavenly, glorious experience. And as the priest or the deacon basically sends us out at the end of Mass, basically we're called to take what we've received and bring it out to other people, and our feet reattach to the ground. It's like we come back down from this heavenly experience and then go out and take what we've experienced out into the world. And it was such a profound experience of meeting Christ in His glory in that Mass, that Chrism Mass many years ago. Profound.
And then, Mark, how would you encourage others who want to encounter Christ in a much deeper way?
I think there's several things I would say, Brenda. The first thing is we've got to learn to be quiet. And it's sometimes really challenging in the craziness and the loudness of the world that we live in and the many, many voices and many things that come at us. But we've got to learn to just be still. I don't know if you remember that scripture where the prophet is trying to hear the voice of God, and he doesn't hear it in the fire and the great wind and in the earthquake, but he hears it in the gentle breeze and the quiet. And I think that's something that we need to learn to do. So it's learning to be not only physically quiet, but to be learning to quieten our soul, to quieten the turmoil, and so inviting Christ in. And I find a prayer that really helps me to do that is the Jesus Prayer. Either the Jesus Prayer or a prayer of the Holy Spirit, but where as we breathe in, we just say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. And we kind of breathe in the Lord and breathe out the cares and the worries. And sometimes I'll do that kind of stilling prayer where I'll just breathe in, Lord, come Holy Spirit, and breathe in the Holy Spirit and become very conscious of the Spirit within, and then breathe out the worries and the cares. So it's kind of very physical and just learning to be quiet. So I think that's one thing it's very helpful. The other is to have your questions answered. And I find when I'm listening to your radio station, I'm learning many things. Some of the guests that you're bringing on in your morning show, when I'm driving to work, I'm learning and growing in my faith through hearing some of those testimonies, some of those stories, some of those teachings. In the afternoon, as I'm driving home, I'm always listening to Catholic Answers, which is a great way to answer, even for me, who I've been a missionary and a church worker for 30 years now, I'm still learning. And I find many things that I hear on your radio station and Mater Dei Radio, they really help me to grow in my faith and turn on turn on the light and go, oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, that makes sense. Or that would be a great way to share that or to come to a deeper understanding of that. So I think learning to pray, learning to come into stillness and to prayer, and growing in understanding of what do we believe and why do we believe it. So to going to websites or using the apps that they're available. The Mater Dei has that great Hail Mary app, lots of opportunity to learn through that. And by listening to great radio stations and radio programs, that great, I think, education and growing in our faith is very helpful. And the last thing I'd say, find someone to accompany you, someone that will journey with you in faith, a good, a mature person in faith who you can to discuss and bounce things with and pray with and have them pray for you. I think we need to be accompanied in our journey of faith.
Oh, we appreciate that so much, Mark. And again, encountering Christ, well, in everyday encounters with everyday people. Again, that is Mark Dole. He is the parish coordinator at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Mount Angel, Oregon.